Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you doing this soon-to-be sunny morning?
A little cooler day. I'm enjoying it a lot better, that's for sure.
130 in Death Valley yesterday.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People have talked to somebody, a family in Vegas, 120.
Whew. Well, I was talking to my sister in New York. It got up pretty close to 100.
Yeah. Dry, though. Dry heat in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I get a kick out of dry. If that floats your boat, that's fine.
All right.
Right now, it is Saturday, July 10th, 2021. It is 10:03 in the morning. And we always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming if you go to our website at sapriston.com. That's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming. You should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapriston.com. This time, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, and click on archives, and you're all set. And also, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, it is there. They talk about the notes of the Federal Reserve coming out and, worrying about inflation and, you know, everybody wants the Fed to move. But, gee, the 10-year dropped. And also I saw a headline on Thursday, Pete, world food prices fall in June for the first time in a year. So I think the Fed is spot on with this inflation being transitory. And they have two jobs, full employment. Inflation at 2%, and we're not at full employment. And they do mention in the article about what the Federal Reserve Chair, Jay Powell, said about that, black and brown unemployment is very high, and he's more concerned about that, and I think that's important. Inflation, it's not like 20 years ago. It's not even like 10 years ago. They have a better control of it. So I think we don't see it. Also, Pete, as well, you know, negative interest rates in Japan. They've had no inflation since the 80s. They haven't been able to do it, but they're a saving economy. And that's why I think a lot of money from other countries is coming into the United States and driving the yields down, the price up on our treasuries.
I'm biting my tongue. Anyway, tell that world food prices are dropping to my friend who owns a restaurant, and every week food prices are going up.
I bet they've come down.
They haven't.
Yeah.
They haven't. Well, I talked to them.
Yeah, well, maybe your friend's just pocketing all that excess money.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what's reported. What can
I tell
you?
Well, it was reported, must be correct. Must be true, automatically.
Well, dirt in the Middle East is cheap. I guess the price of dirt and the cakes that the people that don't have food can, anyway.
Right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason, you know, you don't want to talk on the radio, you can go to our chat box at saperston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on chat. Click on join the chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
We're easy to talk to, right?
Basically.
I am.
Not the two of us.
But, I am.
Yeah, to each other, but... But do give us a call because the phone lines are wide open right now. Otherwise, you know, I will talk about other things, and sometimes that upsets people.
Doesn't bother me. I know how to turn you off.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, it's interesting. In the Stone and McCarthy, they talk about, nervousness in the market. And the Dow Jones up 13.9%. The S&P's up 16.3%. The NASDAQ up 14.1. Those are pretty darn good returns.
Yeah, normally in the first years of a presidential term, as I've mentioned before, is actually the worst year. It doesn't mean there's a disaster or anything like that.
Right.
But it's the lowest return, you know, of the 4 years, you know. So what does that mean? That we are really in a booming time for many years to come or something? Or does it mean sometime this year it'll become a not-so-good year?
Well, they keep talking about that.
We shall see.
They keep talking about that.
So who knows? I mean, I don't know. You know, somebody had asked me. They were doing something. I think it was an estate account or something like that. And should I sell now? Should I? I said, I can't tell you. I mean, you know, I said, the only thing I can say is that it depends on what risk you want to take. You know, basically, they were splitting up the money among four people.
Mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, nobody can tell, you know, what's going to happen, but you do have a market risk, and you have to decide, do you want to do it now and just forget about it or what? You know, that's up to you. I said, I wish I could tell you that, you know, next week you should be out of the market.
Yeah, I never try. I mean, every client's call that they're looking to make a major purchase, you know, but it's in a month. Should we sell now or then? I said, sell now. Just get that way the money's there. I God knows if I knew, I wouldn't be here sitting with you on a Saturday morning.
Well, I give similar advice. If you know,
I have people talking to you.
Yeah, but if you're going to need money in a month or whatever it is for something important, okay, why take the risk?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just don't like the pressure.
Because, you know, here you did. Maybe you committed to a house or something like that.
Right,
and a month from now, you don't have the money anymore.
You know?
But, you know, some, and then, you know, if everything was fine, you know, the person, I should have not sold. You know, I said, well, of course.
And it depends what you're selling. If you're holding one position,
Right. Well,
that's a little more.
But things are always easy in hindsight, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you're trying to look ahead. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And if you looked at the averages last week, they all basically went, they made new highs,
Yep. Okay?
But they went barely up, you know, the market is crawling up all of a sudden, and it was a volatile week, you know, with the news. What was the day that we were really hit? Thursday, was it? The market was hit? Yeah, I think it was Thursday.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
with, and it rebounded tremendously Friday.
Yeah. With all
you don't see CNBC. They don't have the hats with the 34,280, the new high hats. They only do it on the even numbers. But
No, you're right.
And they're nervous. These talking heads, and they're very bright people, but they are so confused, and they live by the day. They're telling you what the reason is that day, not the longer term.
And the reason they're giving you may not even be the real reason. You know, that's You know, it's, you know, I shouldn't mention that because I'll be racist, you know, but I used to always give the example, Chinese menu, column A, column B, and they have all their reasons why the market went down and all their reasons why the market went up.
So you can make your choice.
You can make your choice.
Right.
But, you know, somebody can interpret that however they want. I don't care. All right. So right now, you know, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And I think, you know, looking at the week, what was it? Like the Dow was up 0.2%. S&P was up 0.4%. NASDAQ was only up 0.4%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so if you looked at that, you said, boy, that was a quiet, do-nothing week. You know,
But there was a lot of action.
But there was a lot going on, you know, during the week. Okay, right now there's a caller on the line, a couple callers. We're going to go to Doug in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning there. How you doing?
Good. Okay. How are you?
What's up?
Okay. I got a question on a couple of stocks. I see Oracle's been kind of moving up in a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered, do you have a price shot where it might end up to?
Yeah. I mean, do you own it or are you looking to buy it? Or
yeah, I own it.
Okay.
And I bought it cheap. And I just can't believe that in the dividend. I just like to keep on saying it. I can't believe how much it shot up to.
Yeah. Well, and personally, you know, that's not even looking at anything. I think I may have said a while ago, you know, I think it's headed for 100, you know.
Close at 87.76.
Right.
It's ORCL, Oracle,
right.
For
right.
those.
And then, you know, and based on the price objective, as we always say, you know, based on the charting method, you know, that somebody came up with centuries ago, not quite centuries ago, but a long, long time ago, with this charting method. You know, the profit target is 113. So, I mean, they seem to be doing a lot of things right now. And
Yeah.
1.5% dividend. That's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, the other one I was looking at was Microsoft. I see that was up to 280 for a while, and then it fell back just a couple dollars.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of. You know, one day it's risk on, next day it's risk off in this market.
277.94 in the close. MSFT, Microsoft.
You know, at the moment, you know, what's been the right thing to do is a lot of these, you know, leading tech companies and companies that have been leading all the way is that when they have one of these nervous days in the market or a couple days, it's a buying opportunity.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Dividend,
at the moment. So, I mean, right now, the price objective is about where it is right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but doesn't mean it's going to necessarily stop there, you know. And
because I know it pays a nice dividend.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, is the 200-day moving average is back at 234. That's a long way back. But, but you know, as long as it's above that, the long-term trend is up. And if you look at the 50-day, it's 256. So ideally, you'd like to see it stay above the 50-day, which is 256. So I'd only reevaluate if it went under 256, you know.
Well, thank you very much for that information. And the third stock I was looking at is Darden, DRI.
DRI. Haven't looked.
Or is it DIR?
No, DRIs, I think you're right. Yeah, Darden.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong thing. I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong symbol number.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
148.58 on the close.
Yeah, I mean, it's been consolidating, you know, after having come up a long way. You know, everybody gave this company up for dead a long time
right.
ago.
Yeah, the other one's Red Lobster, Olive Garden.
40s
right?
or some
50s. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, and here's the stock, what, closed at 148.
Mm-hmm.
You know, potential price objective on it, once again, you know, based on the charting method, is 180, which would be nice.
Jeez.
And,
that's
yeah, and right now, you know, 200 days along, well, not that, well, it is that. No, not really. It's 126 is the 200-day. So
I like it when you argue with yourself.
I know. I haven't decided who won yet.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
But anyway, it's a 200-day, as long as you stay above 126, the long-term trend is up. The 50 days at 140, possible reevaluation there. But you're really in a trading range right now between about 132 and 150, you know. So depending on, I assume you own it, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, you know. Go ahead.
No. I appreciate that very much for the information.
Well, you're quite welcome.
And the last one I had was SNAP, S-N-A-P. I think that's the symbol for that.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, maybe you should do the show. Bunch of good stocks there.
Closed at 65.81.
Yeah. I mean, the stock hit a price objective originally. You know, it's now correcting a little with all the action in the market. Mm-hmm. But the 200 days at 52. So if you're a long-term investor, you would only reevaluate under 52.
Mm-hmm.
And in the short term, you might watch it a little closely if it went under 60, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I do appreciate your time and effort.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for you too. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate the call. Have a good week.
Huh? Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Go next to, I guess, we don't even call him a guest anymore. He's part of the show, Art in New Jersey.
Good morning. He's never going to live this down.
First off, thanks to Doug for mentioning one of my babies there, Snap.
Yeah.
Which I talked to. That was great. Today, I'm interested in one unusual stock, Virgin Galactic, and its symbol is SPCE. It's been in the news because of Branson getting on the second flight out of into space.
Second flight?
No, I think he's
number one now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they said it's not for him, but flight in, out. And it was rated
second flight out for who?
I don't know.
No. Originally, Bezos was going to be number one.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And now he ended up number one.
Very good. So it's rated outperforming Barron's research reports.
Yeah.
And
must be good.
It's got a range of 14 up to 63, 52-week range.
Very volatile stock.
Right.
Yep.
And is it if the flight is successful or not successful, would that affect the stock price, you think, either good or bad?
I would say that if it's not successful,
right,
it would be very devastating.
Yeah, that's why I'm watching the price, but I'm hoping it is successful. But if it isn't,
because if something happened, what about all those people who signed up? What are they going to think?
Yeah, you want a refund, right?
Whatever. I'd hate to see anything happen.
I'm sure it's non-refundable. I'm sure I would think it'd be safe. But Cramer was, on Thursday, he was digging Branson something about 70-year-old something or other. I don't know. You know.
Really?
Well, when he talks about a stock, I make sure I make a note and I do just the opposite.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Somebody did some work on his recommendations. It's not a great track record, but whatever. No, you know, he's right sometime like everybody else, and he's wrong sometimes.
Well, it depends if you're trading or investing. So.
Yeah. Some people, what they do is, as a trading thing, they wait for the stock to really pop on his recommendation, then they short it, you know.
Right.
For the short term, to make some money in the short term.
Yeah, and this one closed at 59.70.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's been up as high as, 60... What did it close at?
49.20.
I was wondering what you were saying there.
Oh, 49.20. Yeah, I thought it did. Yeah, you know what?
And I don't even have my glasses on.
No, I had the cursor on anyway. Highlighted. I thought it was 49. That's what I originally... Forget about it.
Anyway.
He was watching the rocket go up a bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
62.80 is a 52-week
right,
high.
Right, exactly. And then after it hit that, it dropped to... 14.
Yeah, it was down about $2.70.
It's a very volatile stock. You know, I mean,
I don't know the dynamics of it or the fundamentals or assets or the balance sheet. I have no idea.
But for what it's worth, the price objective on the chart 73, which would be a new high.
Yeah.
I'm sure the 200 days back way down, and even the 50 days way down. You know, so. A sell signal would be given on the chart at 43, you know.
Right. Second item would be the Bank of America. Now, I'm holding that for quite a while, and I see that the estimated in Barron's earnings is supposed to be 0.77 this year versus 0.37 per share. And it's getting close to its high right now, I see.
Yeah, and don't forget, probably, I would think next week the earnings season starts. I don't know when.
Yes.
When banks' earnings report expected, 7/14.
Right, so BAC on, is this.
Yeah, so you'll get to see how the market's reaction is to it.
Right, right.
I mean, theoretically, the interest rates dropping, supposedly the banks get hurt by that. But while that's part of the business, I mean, they're all involved in a lot of things, so it's hard to say. I'm not that – you have to be a bank expert, I think, to know what they're involved in.
BAC, Bank America, $40.04. It came down, if you look at it, with the 10-year, but did they increase their dividend?
Yes.
They did. Interesting also news on Friday, Wells Fargo is cutting out all their personal lines of credit.
Oh, I see.
Closing them.
Yeah.
I didn't read too much to find out what the reasoning was other than maybe they earn more on credit card. I don't know.
I don't know, but I did see that. You're right.
It's like 1,000 to 100,000 lines of credit. I thought it was interesting. I don't know how many they had. But
Yeah. It was quite a few. But anyway, for now, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I would like to see it stay above the 50-day, which is about 41 or so, so. Mm-hmm. And it's not above it, obviously. So you want to see it get back above 41.
Last item would be this Marin software, just as a quickie. I see that it fell 293 for the week. It's been all over the map from $1.14 to $27.
Yeah.
And wondering, I would be interested if it came down quite a bit now, but I'm not interested at this price.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had a good idea, but
yeah, I didn't act.
You didn't act on it.
Join the club. 17:36 on the close.
Yeah, this is probably part of whatever you want to call it. The trading game, game. I don't know whatever you want to call it.
It was in my roundhouse from Price. It was about $3.17.
Yeah, it was there. That's for sure.
Yeah, MRIN is the symbol on that.
Yeah, that's why that one fellow had posted saying thanks about it, and he posted his grin. And I said, that means he's grinning, but then he corrected and made it MRIN.
Well, hopefully he made some money out of it.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, some people come up with some very good ideas on this show.
And this just fell out of the sky, based on what I saw on the tape. So.
Well, had a big rebound on Friday, So.
Peter said he'd rather be lucky than good.
That's right.
Right.
I always say that.
Okay, very good. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, thanks, Art. Have a good day. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, or toll free, 800-879-7541. Going to go to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter David.
Good morning. What do we owe the honor of this?
I listen to you all the time.
Nothing else to do? Nothing else to do, Richard? Come on.
I got plenty. Believe me, I got to go home and paint. My wife's killing me.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I did so much painting when I was younger. I wouldn't want to go near paint. I hate it.
But you can't get a painter no more. Everybody's busy.
No, you can't get it. Yeah, I've been waiting about 5 months to have somebody paint my garage.
I know.
I'm at the top of the list.
That's why I always get a kick. I always tell people, there's tons of opportunity out there if you want to do supposedly mundane things, because nobody wants
to help me to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. plumbing, all these things. You can't get a hold of anybody, because
you don't want to stay home and collect unemployment.
Yeah, that's where the opportunity is.
Don't get me going on that either.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah. Don't get me going either. So okay.
I know. Couple quick ones if I could.
Sure.
I own EPD, and I was thinking of adding to it. Edward Paul David. No, I'm sorry. I don't own that one. I'm thinking of buying it.
Okay, next caller.
The next one I own. That's why I don't call anymore. I'll screw up.
You're joining the group here.
Yeah, to say the least. Try some. What was that thing you tried? That Prevacol or something?
Prevagen. I use it. It works good.
It works good. Like it. There you go.
What's your name? 2441 on the close on EPD.
Now, you got me confused. Do you own it or you were thinking
about
it?
No,
I'm kidding.
It's in the energy sector, and I'm a little...
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, it was in an area where this whole sector, oil service-related type sector, was hit really bad.
Yeah.
And,
it's just not green enough.
Well, yeah, it isn't.
Yeah.
But, the price target, for what it's worth, is 45.5.
7.4 dividend,
nice
right up your
dividend.
Alley, Richard.
Yep.
Yep, it's not bad. You're right.
And you got the 200-day at 21. So you got, theoretically good support there. And, you're going to have to overcome a lot of resistance to the left, between about where it is and 30. But, could be interesting. You might want to take a partial position,
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Good.
Yep.
The one I do own, and I'm thinking of adding to it, is JEPI, John Edward Paul Indigo.
Well, there's a symbol I don't know anything about, that's for sure.
I never did either, so my nephew from Atlanta says I may want to look at it.
Well,
I bought them this week.
JP Morgan Equity Premium Income ETF.
$60.89.
And what's the yield? 8%? Is that? Yeah, 8%.
7.8, and it's a monthly payer.
I mean, there's not a lot of activity on the chart, because it doesn't look like, maybe it's been around since 2020.
It's fairly new.
But it broke out. It broke out at 57, gave a buy signal, price objective, for what it's worth, based on the charting method, and I have to always say that, is 77. And let's see, does it have a 200? Yeah, 200 days at 56. And where to close it?
Yeah. $60.89.
Yeah, so I'd like it to stay above 56, ideally. Uh-huh. That area is where it broke out. So it's a logical place that you might reevaluate if it went under that.
Sure. One more, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I own Apple.
Very good.
I'm becoming an Apollonian. I resisted for years, but now I'm reading an article. I mean, I have an Apple iPhone, and there's no better product than that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And now I'm reading they're thinking about getting into financial, and I've seen how Square took off getting into financial, and I'm thinking this might be another way for them to continue growth.
Yeah, I think, in the end, it's kind of funny, like if iPhone sales get out, they go, that's the end of it. Yeah, in not too distant future, iPhone sales probably won't even matter that much,
Because they're diversifying.
Yeah,
close
yeah.
at 145.11 AAPL.
Yeah, probably must have made potentially a new all-time high, possibly. I don't know.
It was real close this week.
Very close to it. And, the potential price objective right now is 170, and the 200 days back at 126, which isn't bad. For a long-term investment, stays above 126, still looks good. And I happen to agree. I mean, we talked about it last week that supposedly they're looking to become a bank.
Yes.
Not a brick and mortar, but
Yeah, that's a 52-week high. We're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Square. I owned it 17, but I don't own it now at 200 because I'm stupid.
Right. Join the crowd.
But they also are into the banking brick and mortar, and I think that's the future. I mean, I hate to say it, but
it's very true. I think Jamie Dimon, or I think it was, said that they're worried about, obviously, and they should be, that this trend.
Yeah. I just remember going, I used to work for Citibank back in the 1970s, and they came out with the first terminal. It was just for their accounts. You had a card, you put it in, and it was like, And then I remember making a trip in the late 70s, probably in the 80s, to New York City. And I, all of a sudden there's all these branches, but there's nobody in there. They were just machines at Citibank.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, God, that's weird. Now, who carries cash or coins? I carry cash, but I don't carry coins. It's be coming away, and the millennials, our younger children and grandchildren, you know, they've got the Apple Pay and the this and that, all these Venmos, and which I don't, you know, I put those with Bitcoin because I don't understand that either. So.
Oh yeah, I'm right with you. Well, I asked my son who works for a large communication company, mm-hmm. is it possible? He says, I think Apple's already got a lot of the infrastructure.
That's it. Yeah.
The people to pay and all that. So I says, I got to start nibbling more at it as I can.
Well, that's the big thing the iPhone gave them was the infrastructure.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know how many, what is it, a billion? I don't know how many. It's a gigantic number of users, you know.
But I don't know. They're around the world.
Right, around the world. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's more than 100.
Yeah.
And they're saying
I think it's even more than the number of people listening to this show. You know?
That's impossible.
That's
impossible.
But
at least that's what we're told. Our ratings are the highest in this time slot.
And I don't even want to bring up a sore point. So your wife isn't listening, right? But Barron.
Well, my wife is.
What?
You talking about my wife?
Huh?
You're talking about my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just came out of Wegman. She's listening now.
Oh,
you're not
going to
bring up Zer. Or you're not going to bring up
U.S. Steel.
U.S. Steel. I knew you were going
to
bring it up.
Yeah, because I hate to bring it up, but a very bullish article on it in Barron's this weekend. So
they
think it can go a long way because they say steel prices are up tremendously right now.
Yeah.
There we go. Now I'm going to have to buy some for it.
There you go.
you remember the 15 conversation. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's funny. We'll take that to the grave. That's a funny.
That's
one.
For sure.
Okay. That's why you guys are mentions. We love you. Yeah,
unbelievable.
Okay. Well, look,
I remember my quote. I said, "Why would anybody buy U.S. Steel?"
pretty much. Yeah, right. I went to about 100 after that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
We still got your two pictures in our family room. I want you to know that.
And you can still see his face with the dart marks.
What do you do? I was going to say.
No dart marks. All right. You guys are mentioned. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Also, I want to thank Stan Roberts for when he calls in. He's very enjoyable to listen to. He's a good guy.
All right, don't tell him that. Come on. No.
I know he is. It'll go to his head, but you got to compliment people.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You're very nice, Richard. We always liked you. At least I always liked you.
Well, I liked you, too.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Enough of this.
What a love fest.
Enough of this, yeah. Take care. Have a good weekend there.
Have a good one.
Okay. Well, nobody on the line right now. So right now, the phone number is to call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And while we're waiting for calls, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. I'm looking at a white screen right now, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or if for some reason you don't want to talk to us, I don't know, can't imagine why not, but if you want to ask a question or have a stock checked out, go to our chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You're all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
And I think it was nice that you brought in your crystal ball today.
I did.
Peter just is announcing that Tampa Bay is going to win the Stanley Cup this year. It happened already. Anyway.
Did they win the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, they did.
So the football team won the Super Bowl, and they won. Holy cow.
Yeah, they call it, what do they call it, Champa Bay?
Yeah.
Champa Bay.
Holy cow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. If only.
If only. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to Ron and Alexander. Good morning.
How you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
We're doing good.
Good. I got a couple stocks here that I picked up off the they do them on CNBC and the Halftime Nigerian and some of those other ones. And I was wondering if you had any idea of how they might be. The first one is Cohn. C-O-H-N.
C-O-H-N. C-O-H-N. Come on, come on. Okay, here it is.
Close to 2483.
A real estate. So it must be... Is it an RE? No, no yield on it. Okay. So they're in real estate, whatever they do. And they got buried.
Capital market.
They got buried, huh?
No, I'm just saying, looks like on Friday they took a gigantic hit. Is there some news you see on that? Because it was up at 48, and now it's at 24. Something's wacky there.
Huh.
Got cut in half.
Yeah.
Well, that happened also back in March, Pete.
Yeah. Wonder why.
I'm looking. Hold on.
We'll have to check that out. I mean, that's wacky.
I haven't... I followed them for a couple of days. I haven't had a chance to look at them, and I was just wondering how they were doing it.
Yeah, the back in March, they came out with their fourth quarter results, and it was up 134%. I don't know if this is one of the memes that they had a big short. No.
But
short.
Does it say anything what happened on Friday, though?
Zero. No news.
Nothing.
June 4th is the last news.
Boy. Well, anyway, I don't know what to tell you.
Who recommended it, just curiously?
No, I can't remember which one.
No problem. I'm just curious. That's all.
Yeah, but is that the one where they're really short-term players, though, at that moon?
They do these at the end of their show. They do these stock to watch, and they give
their
four
picks,
stocks,
right.
Each one of the people that are there. And that was one of them they came up with. And you know, the highest I had it here was 27.5, and... Obviously, it's gone up from there and gone down from there. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's, unbelievable. So anyway, I mean, you'd have to do research into it and see if you can find out what the heck's going on there. Yeah.
Right. How about this other one, B-Square, B-S-Q-R. These are all spec stocks that I picked off, and I was just wondering whether they were worth any salt.
Is that D as in David?
B.
Oh,
yeah,
B. B.
B. B-S-Q-R.
Okay.
Well, it's in the software sector, which, you know, has been a strong sector in general, you know. But the chart's kind of, you know, it's...
$4.72 on the close.
Really?
Okay. So wherever I saw it, it's gone down from there, so...
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you look at it, since 2011, okay, it's been in a trading range... With a high of 11.5 and maybe a low down as low as a dollar, you know. So it's right in the middle of it. Does it have a bullish objective? Theoretically, based on the charting method, 19. But it would have to get, let's see, let me take a look at something here. 261 is the 200-day, and it closed it. So it's above the 200-day. I mean, as a speculation.
Right.
Once again, you know, look into it, what they do. It's kind of a wild mover. But if you're going to speculate with money that you can afford to lose or whatever, you know, as long as it stayed above the 200-day at 260, you're not definitely okay. You should be in okay position. But it would give a sell signal on the charting at 3.75. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So there's your parameters anyway, and a lot of resistance up in that 11 area, so which would be nice anyway if you got there.
Yeah. How about New York Community Bank, NYCB?
Used to watch that years ago. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
That was another one they came up with.
Well, I'll tell you, these guys are bottom fishers on these.
Okay.
But you know, it's... I mean, basically, it's another one that's been in the trading range, you know, say approximately 8.5, 9, and a high around 13. Just hit that 13, started coming back down again.
11.33 on the close.
Yeah, I see that. So 200 days at 1080, it's above that, you know.
Right.
So once again, if it stayed above the 200-day, I'd kind of like to see it start turning around right around here, you know. If it could do that. Possibility.
Does it pay a dividend?
They used to. I don't know. Let me see if they still do.
Yes.
Yeah, 6.2%.
Oh.
Decent dividend. Well, so, you know, depending on, you know, some people, they say, hey, as long as I'm going to collect a dividend.
Right.
And, you know, they have that approach, they don't care, you know, one way or the other, you know. So, and it's been in that trading range, it's testing the top of it, you know. So, like I say, 8.5 to 9 on the bottom, and maybe 13 on the top, and that's your range.
Okay. Okay, I think that was. Oh. I guess that was it.
Well, it's okay. You managed to draw another caller, so that worked well. So.
Okay.
All right. Hey,
thanks, Ron.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks
Have
for
a good
calling.
Weekend.
Have a good weekend there. Okay. Right now, we're going to go next to, looks like, Vic in Amherst.
Correct. Hi. Good morning.
Is there two Vicks in Amherst?
Yeah. Guess there is.
Yeah, there are. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
This is the other Vic.
Okay, yeah. Just because you're both on the line right now.
Peter's infatuated by that. But go ahead.
I've got two stocks that I'm looking to add. One I'm looking to drop. First one is Danaher, DHR.
Great company. But let's take a look. You know that, and you're looking to add Danaher, is that right?
Yep.
277.47 on the close.
I mean, you know, beautiful breakout. Looks like on Friday, you know, and so it gave a triple, they call it triple top buy signal, and price objective, which you'll love to hear, is 364.
Oof. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Anywhere close to that would be great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've got it at 250. I bought it at 255. So.
Yeah, so I'd watch, you know, 200 days at 235. That's not bad, you know. And you know, I don't even reevaluate if it went under there.
235?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and the other one that I've had for a long time is PayPal. PYPL.
Elon Musk's companies.
PL. Okay, what do we got?
$300.21. Beautiful.
Yeah. Price target is $432. Well, either one's not bad. You're looking to sell it?
No, I'm looking to buy more.
Okay. Oh, buy more.
I set a $300 target so that if it exceeded $300, I was thinking about adding to my position. So
okay, now once again, you know, and I always say that, don't buy the same amount you bought last time. Okay.
No. Yeah, no. It would be
top heavy then. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, it gave a new what they call a spread triple top.
Wow!
By at 280, and yeah, so, and the 50 days at 260, yeah, so it does look like it's a good position here, and it should have good support, say, at the 50 day, at 267, and the breakout point. Potential, actually, I'd like to see it hold the breakout point, which would be say 276 or so. Yeah. It looks good.
Maybe Apple will buy PayPal.
You never know.
You never know. And the last one that I'm looking to possibly sell is Prudential.
PRU?
PRU.
Yeah, those are days when the symbols made sense. PRU.
Yeah, it's kind of underperformed.
Yeah. I mean, the chart's not terrible. And you do have a downside objective of 88 because it gave a sell signal. But the interesting part was, you know, after giving the sell signal, it rebounded right back on Friday.
It closed at $100.58.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the financials were good on Friday.
Yeah.
What do you think support?
The 200 days at 86, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to go down that far.
But the 50-day is above it at 104. So you want to see it get above 104 again. Otherwise, okay. A potential reevaluation point would be, say, around 95 or so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Great. And then just one other, I'm just looking at is General Dynamics, GD.
Yeah, haven't looked at that in a long time either.
Huh. Well, we're at peace throughout the world, so we don't need to.
Yeah, right.
190.22 on the close.
Except in this country, we're not at peace. But anyway.
In this room, 190.22.
Did I say that? No, I don't say
that. Yep, you did. It was Greco.
All right, so looking at it. Price objective 184, which it actually has met already. It's in a little consolidation up here. So, you know, theoretically, it's at a support point, you know, which is, you know, around 186. And you'd probably have to evaluate at 184. So you don't have a, you know.
Would this be a good place to jump in?
I would say, because you're saying, what's my risk? You know, am I willing to get out at potentially 184, yeah, not a lot of downside, right? You could buy it and say, okay, let me reevaluate it at 184.
2.5% dividend.
So, it could be an interesting point, you know.
Okay, great. Thanks for your help.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Vic. Have a good weekend.
Okay, we're going to Vic and Amherst again. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I can't believe you both called at the same time.
Hey, that's pretty unusual, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Just a chart I'd like you to comment on. If you could put Sam, Larry, Xavier up, if you were to buy a breakout from a downtrend line, where with the way you draw your trend lines, what would the number be?
What's that? That's the steel index.
Steel. Drawing your own trend line, downtrend line there, Pete, and where would you buy? Where would your buy stop be? I got a number, and I was wondering how it jived with yours.
Well, on the point and figure chart, okay, the breakout is 64. And let me see if I can go back to, all right, put it here, see if I can draw a trend line or not.
62.58 on the close, SLX, for those that.
Well, like I said, there's a very bullish article on steel and Barron's, and if I drew a trend line, if I knew how to draw one on this.
uptrending stock, nice pullback here.
It looks like 94 or so. What do you come up with?
What do you mean 90? 94 what?
Dollars?
No.
I asked the question was if you would.
Take it back. Not 94. I didn't put my glasses on. It's 64.
Oh.
A little bit of a difference.
$30 a little difference for Victor from Amherst.
Yeah, well, he's trying to make you happy.
I like the way you spend Victor's money there, David. So your number would be 64 on both.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Yeah, I had 64. I was trying to get a little cute. I had 64.10, but that's
yeah,
close enough.
That's good enough, yeah.
Yeah, nice uptrending ETF with a nice pullback here, and the relative strength just went positive again. It was overbought. a few weeks ago, high in May, comes down nicely on light, low volume. I got it on my list. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Could be an interesting point. Be interesting to see if the Barron's article has any effect on Monday.
Yeah, 1.4% div.
All right, great show, guys.
All right.
Thank
all right.
you.
All right, thank you for calling. Okay, right now, a white screen again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, but we do have something at the chat box.
Yes, Kevin. Somebody tried last week. We couldn't get to him. Floor, FLR, wants an entry point. Stock closed at 1721.
Floor.
It's like catching the falling proverbial knife.
I don't know why. Didn't somebody ask about that recently? I don't know. I thought I did. Yeah, that is catching the falling knife. I would say that if you are going to take a chance on this, okay, that it tested.
Got talking to the microphone.
Where's the microphone?
Not where you're talking.
1552 was a test of that, and then it rebounded off that area. So if you were to take a shot at it, this would be a potential point to take a shot at it.
All right, belly up. That's what we used to say. Belly up to the bar.
Let me take a look at one other thing. Do I have time?
Yes, you have plenty of time. Take as much time as you would like.
Okay. So I can leave somebody else on the chat box.
No, I'm just trying to be nice.
That's hard to believe, but anyway.
There's nobody else on the chat box. Or
yeah,
the phone
I
call.
Mean, you know, and then, you know, I would reevaluate it if it went to 15 or if your strategy is to, you know, buy into this on the way down to accumulate it. Right around 15 would be a new potential sell signal, but an area, you know, that you'd watch and maybe add some more to it if that's your strategy. So it could be an interesting play here. And if you're looking to buy it, partial position or whatever, this might be an area to do it.
Yeah, this is an engineering and construction company.
They're a great company.
But why are they? Yeah. I don't know. You got to look into it.
We always say do your own research. But don't forget, you know, this thing stock was down to $3 last year.
Right. Pandemic. Yeah,
when everything got killed. You know. And so could be an interesting play.
8% short interest. Here we go.
Well, it's not that great.
But, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, so could be interesting here.
All right. Art was asking about Sundial Growers, trades at 89 cents, and it's a Canadian company.
I know. It's a pot stock, you know. But.
Smoke them if you got them.
Like I say, this is, you know, I hate to discourage him because he often picks stuff that's dead in the water, you know. And it's been a disappointing stock, to say the least, you know, and they're supposed to have good things. But a lot of people seem to be more focused on the American marijuana companies, you know. But, yeah, I mean, as a pure speculation.
So if it's a Canadian company, is the high discounted?
Is the high discounted? Oh, jeez. And with that. Are we done it? We at the end of the show
we
here?
We got plenty of time.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, this is like a bottom fisher special.
Yeah.
You know, and, if you got some money to burn or play with, you're welcome to it. You know, you
up
never know.
Up in smoke.
And art seems to have sometimes a knack.
That's
know,
right.
So you never know. So, yep. That's about all I can say about that.
All right.
Okay.
Said enough.
I think we have,
said it all.
4 minutes. If somebody's got a burning question, you got one last chance to get in. I want to congratulate Judy, if she's listening, you know, because our listeners, she came up with a stock quite a while ago. It was NLST, the symbol on it, and the stock was a dollar something. And it did run up to two something or three, came all the way down, and lately it's been hot as anything, and it's up near six.
Wow.
You know, so nice call, Judy. And that's what I always say, you know, it's an amazing number of stocks that are mentioned on this show by people who apparently do their research pretty well, you know, turn out to work out, you know.
It's we like have a very else. Intelligent listening audience, the many thousands of people that listen and call in.
And what was the other thing I was going to do there? Just to
sing a song, a little song and
sing
dance?
Sing a song. Yeah, I can't think of what it was right now. But anyway, you know, I did mention last week the book 1620. Better than even reading the book, there's a podcast on it. So look it up.
Podcast. You're into those podcasts, right?
Podcast for 1620, because you get all the relevant facts there.
Is there a podcast for lonely people, Pete?
There's a podcast for everything, believe it or not. You know, I mean, anything you want to listen to. But, you know, I think America's got to wake up to what's happening, and a lot of falsehoods and stuff that are being hoisted on the education system. And, you know, and,
hear, hear.
And especially to teach stuff that's not true is terrible, and allowing that's terrible.
I mean, if it's not in the podcast or on the internet?
It's time for people to check what their kids are being educated with, to say the least, you know. And matter of fact, you know, you saw a 17-year-old white kid killed by the police. And I didn't see any people laying out in the street here in Amherst, you know, like White Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So there you go. So,
whatever.
No, it is. You know, this country's getting out of hand, to say the least. So anyway, I was lucky to have the time to be able to say.
Such a cheerful note.
But people have to pay attention to what's going on here, not just sit back, you know. And I don't care because I won't be around a lot longer. But you know,
so are you organizing something?
Maybe.
Or are you just sitting back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it, but I'm trying to wake people up.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, you know, it is, really. It's sad. It's sad that, you know, matter of fact, you know, a lot of people are recognizing and checking out what are your kids being taught these days.
Well, it's always good.
Any kind of race you want to talk about, they should be checking on what's your kid being taught. You know, no question about that. So anyway, I'm sure I may get some emails, you know, more or less. But what can I tell you? Plus, with the number of listeners we have, I'm not going to cause anything, you know, in particular. You know, so I'm not going to worry about it. So what do you have to say? Keep a little powder dry.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Next week, earnings season
starts again.
That's going to be important. And a lot of economic reports coming out next week.
Yep.
And 2 days
and
of testimony by Powell.
Right. And it is the summer. So there's a lot of traders that are off. And you're seeing light volume. And that can be.
And that's it.
Very
upsetting. Watch yourself. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.